So welcome everyone to day 31 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Find the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, feet on the seat. Weight of the body just resting here. Take a moment to just arrive in your body, in the present moment, and however you are this morning. And continuing our discussion of meditation, the big topic, the thing I wanted to talk about today is that traditionally in the Buddhist tradition, meditation, one of the ways they talk about meditation is that it has two different aspects. Shamatha and vipassana are the Sanskrit words. So shamatha is often translated as calm abiding. Just love that. And that's all the things we've been talking about, having a sense of concentration, stabilizing the mind by working with an anchor, relaxing the mind by working with open presence or listening quality. Those are all stabilizing practices, being in the present moment. And vipassana is translated as insight, and it's the insight that arises from doing those stabilizing practices. So when we slow down, we stabilize the mind in the present moment, we start to notice things about our experience. For example, we're having thoughts now that happened 20 years ago. We might start to notice just how the mind works, and that we would call insight. And there's lots of very traditional ways in which we talk about insight. There's the traditional Buddhist teachings on suffering and on the three marks of existence, about impermanence, about myself is always changing. We can also think of insight as looking at the nature of awareness itself. So these are big topics. But I want to suggest that in the context of what we're talking about in terms of the paramitas, just the awareness that if I just think about myself, if I just kind of work for my own happiness and try to just get as much as I can get and keep everything else away, that doesn't actually make us that happy. That actually practicing a sense of generosity, patience, connecting to our own moral values, making a little effort to be of benefit to other people, that actually does make us happy. So that insight of when we stop and notice and contemplate these paramitas, we can see that they probably work. And I want to suggest to don't take my word for it or any fancy book for it. Look into your own experience. And that's really the key, I think, to this insight aspect of meditation, is we have the opportunity to connect into our own experience and decide for ourselves what's true. What's true about our own minds, what's true about our own behavior, and what's true about the world around us. So I want to invite you today to connect into your own experience of generosity, patience, connecting to your own values, making an effort to be of benefit to other people, and see what that's like for you. As we've been contemplating this for a couple of weeks, what have you learned so far? And let your insights be the ground of your practice, because everyone has wisdom if we just slow down enough to see it. So shifting to the more formal practice, again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body just resting here. Touching in on your sense of ground, your sense of being supported in your practice by the group, by the sense of groundedness. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that we're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. In the middle of our own experience, in the middle of our own wisdom. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front, connecting to our tender heart, the other source of our wisdom. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.